someone that may need to unwind after the legislative session. Ben Zielinski, we got to get you on a vacation soon, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm good, but I need that vacation.
Yeah, you really do. Okay, all eyes on Springfield. Remind us why these couple of days are really important, just generally speaking.
Yeah, May 31st is the scheduled last day of the session. And why May 31st is so important is because the vote threshold starts to increase on June 1st. You need a three-fifths majority vote to pass legislation that would take effect immediately. So a bill like the budget, for example, it would need a higher threshold so it can take effect on July 1st.
Okay, so that puts in to question the bear stuff. Everyone wants, it seems, this to be done in this session, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the way the word is out there on the street, I mean, if something does not get done this week and the team's off to Indiana is kind of the way I think a lot of folks look at it. So obviously this has been a years-long saga that really only ramped up here in Springfield in the last couple months. But yeah, I think folks would like to see something get done, but it's really up in the air right now.
Well, the House passed something, and then the Bears had some concerns, and there was a little back and forth. Are we just waiting on the Senate to pass this, or did they pass the run? Like, just catch us up on the TikTok of where we are and where these bills sit.
Yeah, the House passed their version, I think at the end of April there, but that was a non-starter in the Senate, and the Bears themselves said the bill wasn't good enough either. So the Senate in some ways is kind of trying to work with that framework of the House legislation, but there's a lot of hang-ups on it, and in some ways they're also starting from scratch, trying to find a bill that is going to be good enough for the Bears, but also something that can pass the Senate. But then they got to send that back to the House, of course, for passage, and that's a whole nother wild card right there. So I think that's kind of where we're at right now, is negotiating is still ongoing, it seems. We really have no idea exactly what is going to happen with this legislation.
What are the sticking points? Is it just about how big the bill needs to be? How many other districts need to benefit besides just Arlington Heights, or future development projects need to be a part of this? Is it about finding and threading the needle to make that big enough to get the votes to pass it, to get more people happy about it, but not too big that now it's a Christmas tree that falls over?
Yeah, that's certainly part of it. And that was, I think the main focus on the House side was getting enough votes for the bill. One of the problems, though, we're seeing in the Senate is there's a number of senators who are just not in favor of this legislation. They don't want to help a $9 billion business to finance a project. So that's kind of also one of the holdups here, is there's just a number of senators who are completely opposed to the concept of helping a large business like this. They don't want to help billionaires. Billionaires are not the most popular people in the world right now. So, I think there's just some political optics to this too. I think some other folks think the Bears are bluffing, that they are not going to go to Indiana. They're not going to go to a potentially environmentally hazardous location in that state. And, they think that ultimately the Bears can find a way to come to Arlington Heights or stay in Illinois without the General Assembly needing to take action. And I think convincing lawmakers right now is the big challenge, that, this piece of legislation has to be done. Otherwise, the Bears are gone.
There's a lot I got to ask next. Okay. Are there any Republican votes on these bills, do you think, or have we seen any? I don't even know if in the House any Republicans approved of it, or are they just generally against trying to help this thing get to the finish line? I'm just curious because it sets up my next question.
Yeah, no, we actually do have Republicans who do support this. We do believe that there are a decent number of Republican senators who would support this legislation in whatever form it's in. And I think there was 8 House Republicans who also voted in favor of this. They supported it because they want to attract businesses to the state. They viewed this as a useful tool. And so there is bipartisan support for doing something for the Bears, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Having said that, that does give Democrats some wiggle room if they're to lose a couple people on the fringes. But at the end of the day, I mean, the Democrats hold the power here, so this is really on them to figure out something that works for them. If you get some Republican votes along the way, cool. And when you look at the majority, how big the majority is for Democrats, I imagine a lot of people are shaking their heads wondering, how can this not get done?
Yeah, and that's kind of the big question here is, especially in the House, there is a rule that the Speaker of the House has where he requires 60 Democrat votes to pass any legislation, which is a simple majority to pass a bill. So even if Republicans can help push a vote over that threshold, it's not going to get called for a vote in that chamber if it doesn't have that much support.
But that's not a real, that's not an actual House rule. That's just the Speaker's preference right now.
It's the Speaker's rule, yes. It's not an actual rule, but that is certainly a holdup, I think, because he doesn't deviate from that. And, you know, if this bill goes back to the House, it's going to need to get support from 60 Democrats. And I think one of the concerns out there is that if you break this bill down into something that is only for Arlington Heights, it starts to lose the incentive for Chicago lawmakers to vote for legislation that's ultimately going to help the Bears leave their city. Even, you know, if it has no real impact on the city of Chicago itself. So I think that's one of the challenges here is this changes in the Senate could result in fewer Democrats supporting it and not enough lawmakers, not enough House Democrats supporting it. And therefore, it doesn't even get called over there.
Is Governor Pritzker, is there evidence that he is making calls trying to get this done, or is he leaving this to the legislature to figure out?
It's hard to say. You know, he generally in some ways seems pretty hands off on it, even at this point. We know it's a priority for him, and we know he has been involved in conversations. To the extent he's involved in these conversations right now is not entirely clear. I think that's kind of a headache for some folks as well. There are some signs that this is really kind of an issue for the legislature to figure out. You know, yesterday he told a group of us reporters that everything was focused on the budget yesterday. All his meetings were budget focused. It had nothing to do with the Bears, it seems. So, you know, that's kind of, I think, one of the questions everyone wants to know right now is what exactly is the governor's involvement?
Well, from a political perspective, there's two sides to this coin for the governor. One, I don't think he wants to lose the Bears on his watch. I think that's a bad look for him. And, you know, he has future aspirations. I don't know if the country cares about that, particularly if he were to run for the Democratic nomination for president. Or he might see the writing on the wall that this is not going to happen. And if he's out there stumping and pushing for it and it doesn't happen, then he has egg on his face. So I know it's impossible to read the tea leaves, but him being less involved, maybe someone might look at that and say, this seems in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, one of many questions here is, you know, the governor is a very powerful person. He's very persuasive. A lot of Democrats respect him. And I think the perception is if the governor wants something to get done, he can push for it to get done. But we've seen, you know, certainly this year and over the last few years, he has taken a more hands-off approach, leaving a lot of these big things to the legislature to figure out and sending it to him. And I know that frustrates people that they don't always know exactly where the governor stands sometimes on issues. So, you know, and I mean, the political question, of course, you brought up, it's, you know, should he run for president? It would be, in my opinion, an easy attack line for any opponent in a Democratic primary to say this governor is the governor who lost an NFL football team to another state. How are you going to trust him with economic development? So I do think there's political questions there too that are at stake.
Although the governor could then retort and say, well, I don't have, how about the billionaire class? You know, I mean, I think that could, now we're game playing this way too far in advance. We'll do that another day, Ben. Let's just talk about the next. Well, I mean, what are we really talking about, 36 hours or so? Or is this one of the pause the clock situations, Ben? Like, what are we going to do here?
It's a good question. I mean, it seems like everyone is looking at that midnight deadline tomorrow. We have no idea even what's going to happen here in Springfield today, if today ultimately could end up being the final day if they push through the night or something on passing bills. So it is completely up in the air. But I think, you know, the perception out there, as I was saying, is if nothing gets done by the end of tomorrow, is that Indiana is the clear favorite here. So yeah, that's kind of what we're looking at, but
yeah,
we'll see if lawmakers call the Bears bluff, and the Bears ultimately don't do that either.
How big was that Tribune story that essentially said that the area is a wasteland? I don't know exactly the words they used for it, but it certainly made the case that they're going to Indiana seem at least a little weaker.
Yeah, and I think, you know, folks kind of read into that as there's no way the Bears would go to a place that has issues like that. So, you know, I don't know if it changed any urgency. I know for certain people, the folks negotiating this legislation, it did not change urgency and need to get this done. But, you know, I do think it just kind of caused some more of those conversations as well. Are the Bears really, truly serious about Indiana, or is this a bluff? But I think, you know, Cam Buckner, the House sponsor of this legislation, told another media outlet, you got to basically play it out until, you know, you call their bluff. You got to take the bluff seriously.
Oh, this is all so wild. Boy. Okay, well, Ben, what happens next? We just wait and see? I mean, really, that's all it is.
Yeah, it's a big wait and see. You know, we do know that Senate Democrats have not discussed any Bears legislation in their private caucus meetings over the last 2 days, which...
Wait, they haven't even talked about it?
Not in their private group meetings, no.
What?
You know, those individual meetings could be going on, certainly, you know, with individual senators and the main folks negotiating it, but it has not been brought to a full group, which does seem like a concerning sign, I think, for the bill, of course. But, you know, we'll see. Anything can happen in 36 hours in the State House.
Oh, that's wild. All right. Well, you'll be following it, Ben. We appreciate your time, as always. Capital News Illinois and your news that you guys do as a nonprofit goes everywhere. We use it at Block Club as well. We've seen your byline a couple times here at Block Club Chicago, WGN everywhere. Thank you, Ben. I appreciate your time. Keep us posted, okay?